At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get up, show. Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's us. We're the Get Up Show. This is the Simon Says Podcast. Is there a place where you can click a subscribe and a like? Because I tell people to do it all the time and I've never actually seen it. So I hope it's there.
I think it depends on where you're listening to us.
Wherever you're listening, we appreciate you. I'm Sean. Maddie's over there. Charlie's got the day off, but she'll be back soon. So there were these UFOs that were spotted in California, and I got sucked down the rabbit hole, man, over San Diego, over the water, just off the coast of San Diego. And when I tell you, thousands of people were posting videos of this,
Yeah. And
it was amazing. They did a time-lapse video where it would be three bright lights burning in the sky in a row, and then it would be two.
Yeah.
And then it would be five. And then there'd be three up here. Then there'd be two down here. And then it's five again. But it was just, it kept going and kept going. And as I'm watching this, I'm thinking, if this is a civilization from somewhere else that wants us, they got us, man. They're right there. And there's nothing you can do about it if that's what's going on.
See, I think I'm hitting a point now, and maybe it's because of movies and everything else, where I guess I need more. I am all about Team UFO.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, at this point, until I see something more than just a shimmering light, I don't care.
Don't you remember when I saw those UFOs in my yard and I freaked out and called you in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I got your message, and then I checked, and I didn't see anything anywhere, but...
You know what we figured out those were?
Huh.
It was like star clusters, and there was something about the cloud cover that made it look like it was much larger and that it was spinning because of the clouds moving around.
Oh, see, and that's the thing. I think at this point, until a UFO actually lands on Earth and someone walks out and is like, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop.
Well, you don't know what they're saying. They could say, hey, we're fake.
Well, that's the untranslated version.
Oh.
Not yeah.
What does it mean?
What's up, players? How you doing? So, man, we're from space and stuff.
So,
but I need to see it. Like, I need to actually have something more than just a shimmering light at this point.
What would do it?
An actual ship. Like, I want to see...
Well, you've seen those ships that they're releasing the videos of now.
Yeah, but not off in the distance. Not like it turns out to be this or it turns out to be that. Like, it's going to have to be on the news. Oh, my God, check this out. This ship just landed.
You know
the scene from all the movies where the clouds...
Yeah.
Rolling and like fire, and then there's this like giant ship.
And then the ramp comes down and the little guy comes walking out.
Yeah.
Okay, so this sighting in San Diego was freaking everybody out. And then today they tell us what it really was.
It wasn't UFOs?
It turns out it wasn't UFOs. It was a Navy ship testing flares. During the course of several hours, they were firing flares up there, which I think that's a cover story. I don't believe it. I think that they have an answer for everything because I've never seen a flare sit up there that long and in perfect formation.
But, you know, you say that, but in the movies, again, where I get all my facts, they fire off those flares all the time, and it lights the sky up, and they kind of hang there.
But I'm telling you need to watch the video, so you'll be as upset about this as I am,
right?
Because we're being lied to again, just like always.
It's hard. It's hard to hold out hope for things like UFOs and Bigfoot and all these, and the Loch Ness Monster. You know, I can only make excuses for them for so long.
Like, well, why is that your responsibility?
Well, it's about me holding out hope that they exist. And I feel like at this point, like, we're starting to get to the point with all the technology and everything else that we should have better than a blurry photo. Or, you know, like with like Bigfoot. Like, I think at this point, with all the camera phones and everything, we would have caught them on camera by now.
They catch them on camera all the time. You don't know. There's so many videos and pictures of him, and he moves fast. It's just like the dog man, man. They move fast. They're not going to be like, oh, excuse me, Mr. Bigfoot, this way. Oh, one more this way, Mr. Bigfoot.
Oh, my bad.
Look, can you look over your shoulder for me?
Oh, hey.
Okay, now put your hands in your hair.
Do you want me to tussle a little bit?
You got
a fan?
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, so it's not going.
That's fine. I want to believe. I'm trying to believe.
You're trying not to believe.
No, I'm holding out hope that it's going to really happen.
There has to be more. You know, the world is so big, and there's all those mole people who live in the middle of it. You know, there has to be more.
The mole people, got the chuds.
Yeah.
We got the spirits. We got all sorts of cool stuff.
So we're missing Charlie because she went to see the longest rock concert in the history of them. Well, after Woodstock, I think this is it. There was an opening band. There was Joan Jett. There was Poison. There was Def Leppard and Motley Crue.
Oh, wait. There's that many? Opening band?
Yeah. Man, I would have never made it through that. Never, ever would have made it through that.
You know, even if every band plays like, say, 30, 45 minutes and even at most an hour, hour and a half.
Still.
Like, I lose interest.
Yeah.
Like, I can barely do two bands at a show.
Do you ever do that thing? Like, I know we don't go to concerts like we used to, but do you ever do that thing where you count the songs? You know, you're so into it at first.
Bruh, I'll see you that and raise you. There's a website called setlist.fm.
I look at it all the time.
Okay. What I'll do is during the show, I look up the set lists of what they've done at other shows, and I compare with what they're doing, and I can say, all right, so we're about this way through this show. It looks like we got about five more songs and then this encore. Do we want to stick around to hear this, this, and this?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like a lot of the bands that are touring now that aren't like The Who or The Stones or like whatever, they play a dialed-in exact set list.
Oh, they all do it.
Yeah. Like, so you know what's coming if you're looking at this website. And someone's like, oh, you're spoiling the excitement. I'm like, no.
No.
I'm gauging what's left.
I do it all the time. And, you know, I do that with movies and TV and everything. I always look at spoilers. But, like, when we went to see Elton John, I knew that set list by heart. I knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was trying not to spoil it for the people that I was with by saying, oh, you're going to like this next one. Or, hey, do you like Tiny Dancer? Because guess what?
Guess what?
but that one,
yeah.
I'll tell you, that concert, I could have had more, and I stayed until I didn't leave before the encore or anything. He did the Dua Lipa song in his bathrobe.
Got it.
And he did a couple more. He did good. Well, I'm spoiling it. But anyway, it was great.
Well, it was his farewell show. He's not supposed to come back again.
Stayed till the very, very end until the lights came up. And I can't tell you the last show I did that at.
I've been getting better about that. I blame that stupid commercial with You're Becoming Your Parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when they had the thing where they went to the football game. They're like, so we're leaving in the third quarter, right? It's like, we haven't even gotten in the stadium yet. Slow down. Like, I'm trying to get better about the beating traffic mentality of my old age.
I can't help it. I have to beat traffic.
It depends where I am. If it's like where Charlie went, it was at Bank of America Stadium, so it's a huge concert.
You
huge
can't
crowd.
Beat traffic there, can you?
I don't know if you'd be able to. Or like sometimes with the pavilions, it gets real dicey getting out of there.
I'm happier knowing that I've avoided traffic, that I'm beating all those jokers. I'm happier doing that than staying and seeing the encore 99% of the time.
You know where it was the best ever was the last couple things we went to at the Tanger Center downtown.
Mm.
It was like I was out of there and it wasn't even leaving early. This was like curtains up, bows done, crowds letting out. out of door, to my car, in bed, in like 10 minutes. And I was like, I will go to everything at the Tanger Center.
The Tanger Center is amazing. If you guys aren't in town, we have a real Broadway theater in town, and it's nicer than some of the actual theaters on Broadway. When I went a couple years ago with the Tanger Center people, they took me to New York to see some shows to say, hey, this is what you have to look forward to when we come to Greensboro. And we saw Come From Away,
yeah.
And the seat was like a kindergarten auditorium hardwood seat,
yeah,
with the flap down, and I've got my shoulders almost pushed together so I can fit in the seat. Tanger Center is luxurious, man.
No, it's super nice, but I love that feeling when there's, you know, I love when Greensboro has shows, and you can just, like, when you're something in your backyard, because everything's usually Raleigh or Charlotte, yeah, and you got to make a drive for it. So then it's like, I hate that commercial for making me, it's in my head now, and it's like, oh, we got to beat traffic.
Don't worry about it. Accept it. It's who you are. You should be proud of it.
I used to rock. I used to be like the party animal, man. I used to stay in the parking lot even later than possible to party more.
Oh, I hated those guys. God.
Like when you're leaving and they're like, yeah,
party! And they're playing the songs.
Yes!
They're playing the songs,
yes,
out loud out of the back of the truck. Oh, no way. You know, the other thing about Tanger Center, though, it's been so good and so successful for downtown Greensboro that there's a certain number of people who are moving away because it's changed the landscape. Like some older people who moved downtown because it was dead and because they could, you know, come and go as they please and walk their dog at all times.
See, I like the people like that. I guess that's one thing. I love the people that moved down there when they built stuff down there. Like they moved in. They're like, wait a minute. This downtown is doing things. And then they get upset. Like, that's happened to me. I remember when I lived in Washington, D.C., there was, like, that heavy bar district, 18th Street area,
mm-hmm,
in Adams Morgan. And it was, like, a crazy on the weekends, like, nonstop bars. And people built these condos and these apartments, and people moved in and then complained that it was loud and noisy. It's like, how did you not pay any attention to what you were doing?
You just flipped on my PTSD talking about those bars on 18th down there. Because I used to have to do bar gigs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday when I was working in D.C.
Yeah, super fun.
Oh, with my black clothing on, looking like a bouncer on stage, saying things like, when I say Z, you say 104. And, you know, all the ugly people go, woo. And then everybody would go, woo. You know, I can't even remember the jibber jabber we used to do in the DJ booth at those places or on the little stage.
What's going on, everybody? It's Maddie from 99.1 HFS. Hey, the first people show me your tattoo, I'll give you a t-shirt.
Yes, that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, neat stuff. But anyway.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So there's a lot of, as you may or may not know, we're right here at the 4th of July, which is one of my favorites because it's all American. People are generally in a good mood. You know, you're doing your cookouts. The little town where I go, they have fireworks like you've never seen. The fireworks go on so long that a couple of years ago when the kids were a little bit younger,
yeah,
the fireworks were going so long that they were laying in the road saying, when is this going to be over?
That's impressive.
It's very impressive, man. And it's a tiny little town. So 4th of July is coming. Celebrate America. Here's some real cool deals you can get for the 4th of July if you're looking to save some money, because who wouldn't? 7-Eleven is celebrating Slurpee Day starting the 1st of July. Is that the thing where you can... Oh, this isn't where you can bring in a bathtub and fill it with Slurpee.
Okay, so don't do that.
No, this is where you get a coupon for a free small Slurpee. Still good. Applebee's through July 4th, the Star Spangled Sips.
What delicious patriotic treat is this?
Well, they've got the All-American Mucho
uh-huh.
for only $5. I have no idea what it is. It's
yeah,
it's a drink.
Okay.
Auntie Annie's Pretzels.
Neat.
They have buy any pretzel item, get one free.
Yes. Thanks, America.
Carvel.
Hey, don't forget about Fudgy the Whale.
Cookie Puss.
Carvel, buy one junior cup and get one free.
You know, the only time I see, I mean, you can see Carvel every once in a while now. Like Teeter, I think sometimes will have them in like the ice cream cake.
Yeah, you don't see those commercials anymore with Mr. Carvel growling about the...
Oh, how good would that be, though?
Cookie Puss.
Real warbly.
He's no longer with us. He can't
well,
do his
not him. I meant the commercial.
Chili's.
I'm back from the grave with my ice cream cakes.
Chili's.
Death can't stop ice cream. Don't be scared, kids. I won't melt.
Fudgy the Whale held a ceremony with some candles.
There's cake in there. It's buried in there. Like I was. I'm back.
Say, buried under 6 feet of ice cream. It's me.
Chili's, the $6 July Marg of the Month. And the Bacardi Beach Party Rita. That sounds good. Cinnabon. Get you a classic roll, a mini bun, or a center of the roll. Get one free.
Oh, God.
Ooh, edible arrangements. This looks beautiful, and soon it will be garbage.
Okay. How many times have we seen in our work fridge someone gets an edible arrangement, and then no one eats it, and it sits in there, and it rots
gets
away.
Soft. Yeah, you know, we wonder where the fruit flies come from in the building. It's years of edible arrangements going way bad.
Look, I'm all about the problem is people who respect, like, admire their edible arrangement and don't eat it. It's like that. It's in the name, but it's like, oh, it's too pretty to eat. It's like, well, then what?
Take a picture and eat that thing. You can get 20% off selected items at edible arrangements. Fazoli's. If you're listening somewhere that has a Fazoli's, I am so jealous. You ever been to a Fazoli's?
Sounds familiar. I don't know.
Drive-through Italian food, Jack.
Really?
You drive through there and get spaghetti and raviolis because that's the perfect food for the car.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Get it in a cone?
No. No. That would be smart.
Pizza in a cone.
Let's see what else. Hungry Howie's has got a deal going. On the border. Pyology, where you make your own pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
They got one at Friendly Center.
I know. We went there for the opening of that, and I got it all on my shirt in front of everybody.
I put too many toppings on mine, and it didn't cook right.
That's not their fault.
No, it's not at all.
That's your fault.
I learned something that day.
Qdoba's got a deal. Sonic. Sonic has a deal. Free cheeseburger with a purchase. You notice on the commercial for Sonic, all those people are so happy, and they're working together.
I've got the cheese. Hold on. Here comes the mayonnaise. Now, here comes the bottom bun. Hey, it's great to be here, you guys. I love you.
It's like every time I've ever worked in a kitchen, it was real, nothing but joys and smiles.
Sure. What else we got here? Honey-baked ham. Nothing says 4th of July like a honey-baked ham. 40% off with a promo code. So there you go. There's some of the great deals waiting for you to celebrate America. Ham and margaritas.
I wonder if they're going to have to, you know, they've got a honey-baked ham on Battleground, and they usually have to put the police out there around Easter to control traffic. I wonder if that's going to be out there this weekend.
I don't know if the demand is like that for 4th of July ham.
Yeah, America ham.
But we did hear Wells Fargo said, you're better off, this was on the show today, we were talking about this, you're better off serving shrimp and or pork because they're cheaper this year than hot dogs and burgers, which is amazing. That can't be right.
Again, it, like what we talked about on the air, it's like I get with the ground beef. Like the red meat, you know, has been, it gets expensive. But hot dogs makes no sense to me.
No. And plus, I got plenty in my freezer, man.
Of hot dogs?
Yeah.
I will crush some hot dogs. Yeah, they don't last long in my house.
We got some calls to get to. If you ever want to be part of the podcast, we'd love to hear your pretty voice. Call 336-373-0987. Get in here. And let's see what we have waiting for us this time.
Hey, Simon, get you a black rat snake and they'll take care of those rats, whether they're in your backyard or where. Have a great day. Hey, that's how I take care of them.
So, yeah, we talked about this on the show today. I saw a large rat in my backyard, and ever since, I've been obsessing? Is that the word?
That doesn't sound like you.
That's not like me to completely obsess over something every minute of the day. But I even dreamt about the damn rats, and Maddie was in the dream, and there were three rats, and we were walking up to the edge, and we were looking at these rats across the yard, and one of them was bigger than the other two. And we realized, wait a minute, that's a koala.
Right. I think it's because we constantly joke about koalas.
And all their chlamydia?
Right.
Yeah, those cute little koalas are the most wrapped up with chlamydia beings on Earth. And it just amazes me that could be true.
They just look so adorable, and yet they're just slam full of diseases.
I bet you that they do look adorable, but I bet you they got claws. I bet you try to hug that thing and roll around with it. I bet you it's going to take some of you with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd still feel like I could not take a koala bear.
Come on, man. You can't fight every animal.
I'd trim its nails.
Okay, there you go. That's good.
Put mittens on it.
Don't cut it too close, though.
No, you got to watch out for the quick.
That's right, the koala quick. So then in the dream, there was these other two giant rats that weren't koalas, and we walked over closer to them. Oh, it's freaking me out just talking about the dream, man, because I know they're in my backyard. And every time I go in my backyard now, I think I hear them.
Well, maybe they were just passing through.
And they're laughing at me. No,
I don't know that they were there to stay.
Do you remember? Here, let me tell you something that's going to freak you out. Remember when I thought there was a bear in the backyard because my grill trash had been torn all to pieces?
Yeah.
Now I think that was rats. Oh, it's freaking me out, man.
Oh, maybe. Ah! You know what's neat is you entice them in with your grill trash. It's too bad that my gigantic rat snake is gone because it almost two great tastes that go great together. I could have brought my rat snake to your rat backyard.
Well, like this lovely lady said, you got your rat snake in my rat backyard. No, like this lady said, just get a rat snake and put it back there. Okay, great. Where is Rat Snakes R Us? Is it down by the old rat snake hut? If it's a rat snake?
Oh, rat snakes, rat snakes, rat snakes.
I think you got to find the right place for that. I don't mind snakes nearly as much as I do rats. I would have a yard full of snakes before I'd have one rat.
You know, just call All Pets Considered and see, you know, hey, you know, do you guys have a lead on some rat snakes?
Huh. My friend Mark over at Friendly Pets, they do have snakes for sure.
There you go. Hey, if they don't have a rat snake, there's various other snakes that will eat the you know, like a nice cobra. I think cobra will take care of some rats.
It's freaking me out. And then further, I don't want to hurt anything else because I love my chipmunks. I tolerate the squirrels, but I don't want them to die because of these dirty rats.
You damn dirty rats.
See what I mean? So you got to be careful with what you do. I've been looking online at all these remedies. Like you mix baking soda with hot chocolate powder and a cup of flour and put that in a jar lid, and after 6 to 8 months, the rats should die. You know, I don't want to fool around with that.
I thought you were making one of those no-bake cupcakes or something.
Rats like it, too.
Hey, Simon, I've set a live trap. Only set it at nighttime because the squirrels ain't going to come out after dark.
Ah.
That way you can catch your rat and not kill it. If there's be a squirrel, let it go, but I set it out nighttime only, pull the trap on during the day. See ya.
Well, that's a good idea, but I don't want a live trap because I don't want to deal with a rat once he's in the live trap, you know?
I don't like those, the glue traps and stuff.
Oh, no, no, no. This is a no-kill live trap where you get it in there. It's like a little cage.
Oh.
But then you got to deal with a rat in the cage, and he's mad because he's in the cage. And what do you do with him then?
Okay, seriously. I'll come over and deal with it for you, you big baby, but...
Oh, God.
Again, you saw one once. If you see one again, or if you see more instances of it, then I would start to freak out and look on the internet and do everything. But right now, you just saw something walk through your backyard.
Dude, what else?
You don't know what lives there?
I'm telling you, that has to be what tore up that trash. There's rats out. There's 1,000 million rats. If I turn over the right thing, it's just going to be like crawling with rats.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, if you move one boulder aside in your yard, it's going to be like the subways of New York City.
Exactly.
New York City.
New York City. Yeah.
Hey, Simon. Hi. How's everybody doing today? This is Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah. And I'm on next to the New Republic. Come and see us. You can make it. Thank you for my Uncle Dave.
Oh, you know, that's a real tribute to that guy. He's been doing his own commercials for as long as I can remember. And if people can call up and recite the commercial verbatim, he's doing it right, man.
I'll tell you right now, that man is a pro. I used to have to do his commercials, like help put them together.
Yeah.
And he will call in and do, like, if he's doing a 60-second or a minute-long commercial, it is exactly 1 minute long. He nails it every...
Even with his niece?
Usually the niece, we have to add her in and post.
Please buy furniture for my Uncle David.
I wonder how old his niece is now, because we've been using that for a while.
Oh, you're kidding. So
I have his niece in my office.
So she's like all grown up now.
I wonder.
So she's doing personal appearances dressed like a little girl, you know,
signings at the nearest Comic-Con. Dave's furniture's niece.
But that's when people do that, when people recite commercials, that's when you've done it right. Like where's the beef of Burlington?
She's smoking 100s and she's like, listen, for $20 I'll say the line.
I'll put it on your answering machine.
Hey, Simon. Hey, Sean.
Hey,
that rat, I think that's a wharf rat.
Oh, no.
They're real, and they are vicious. They will stand up and hiss at you. They'll bite you in a corner. Thing about wharf rats is they usually like to live in the sewer system, so if you saw it in your yard, it probably just came up a storm drain or something. But I will tell you something. Keep your toilet seats down.
Don't start that now. Oh, my God. How's it going to... Where does it... See,
there's no way you have a wharf rat.
How do you know?
Well, she said the thing about the sewer, but I mean, it's in the name. Don't they live down by the docks?
They like water. Water is in the sewer.
No, there's that's a drain. Not water.
There's a drain back there behind my house. I wonder, oh my God, I wonder if that's where they're coming in.
I don't know, but I think she is right. You should probably check your toilets.
She's saying keep your toilet seats down. What kind of life am I going to be living now?
Well, if it's that big, it's probably going to open the toilet seat anyway.
Right.
So.
My mom worked with a psychiatrist from New York City.
New York City!
And when he was a baby, a wharf rat climbed up through the plumbing system, out the toilet, and chewed off half his face.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. His name was Jose Alvarez. Dr. Joe.
Poor Dr. Joe.
And half his face was still scarred when I knew him. Just one side where the rat ate his face off when he was a baby in a crib.
Oh, my God.
How your nightmares go tonight. Oh, by the way, I think I was fighting rats in my dreams last night, too. I'm real sore this morning.
Okay.
Thank y'all for playing good music. Have a good day.
Thanks for all the music you play. By the way, watch out for rats to eat your baby faces.
You know, I know she called to help, but now I'm in way worse shape than I was before she called.
That was the WebMD of rat phone calls. Yeah. Hey, you think you saw a rat? Well, it's probably a gigantic wharf rat that's going to stand up and hiss at you and lives in your sewer and crawl through your toilet and eat your baby face. All right, man. Talk to you later.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
So your little girl, your sweet, sweet little baby girl is getting her first job.
I'm trying to get her to get her first job. I've been working on her for a while. I think, look, she just turned, she didn't just turn 16. She turned 16 back in February. And
wow.
I've been kind of, and 16 is pretty much in most places in North Carolina where you can start to work like in the real workplace.
I'd had a couple jobs by the time I was 16.
I did a lot of side stuff, but then my real first jobs were when I turned 16. I worked at a shoe store. I worked at a water park. I did a lot of stuff. But so I've been trying to get her. She just doesn't like to go in and talk to strangers. She gets real like nervous about stuff, which is weird because of who her father is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I took her out the other day. She put in applications at like six or seven places. Oh, yeah. Well, so we're doing mostly retail instead of like food service. Like if she wanted to go work at a kitchen or like, you know, fast food place, she'd get a job in a heartbeat, but she's not really into it, which I don't blame her. That's cool. But yeah, it's weird. She gets her license on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. So my sweet, tiny little squeaky voiced baby angel is going to be driving herself places and
it's too fast
working and making money.
I can remember when your little girl and my little girl were at my little girl's birthday party and your daughter was hoping that she got in the ticket blaster at Chuck E. Cheese. And that seems like that was day before yesterday.
Yeah, I think she still might enjoy that because that is pretty rad. But
I mean, there's $1,000 ticket in there.
Well, dude, I've always said, you know, like, I feel like we've been working together for how long now?
16.
I mean, well, 16 years because my daughter was born. So I don't think either of us look any different. Like, if you ask me, I'm like, we're exactly the same. We haven't changed a bit.
You still were attempting to have hair when I first got here and you didn't have a beard.
Yeah, no, I punched out of that. But
I liked your hair when you had that little bit of hair. I liked that you were hanging on to it.
No.
I was like, there's a guy who's really giving it his all. He's holding on to that, you know?
I do have an amazing picture of me with hair hanging out with 50 Cent here in the building one time.
Nice.
But it's crazy when you see our kids and it's like when they age, obviously this is such a dumb statement, but it's like, it's very obvious.
Well, so yeah.
When you see like all of a sudden my kid's 16, she's going to be driving and she's got friends and going to go out. Like she's going to be a junior in high school next year. It's like, what happened?
They go from that little round face and that little squeaky voice to these grown-ups who you don't know. You kind of like, I think I used to know you. I remember when you were cool and cute and everything, but what's going on here now?
Yeah, now my kid is, you know, dropping F-bombs on me.
Oh,
and
no,
watching
bro.
Jackass. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love my daughter very much.
Of course
you
do.
She is a little, I see so much of me in her.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah, but she better get a job because if she wants anything from here on in, it's on her. I've spent, you know, plenty of money on that kid.
You know, this means in about a year, mine will be looking for a job. She loves doing the show business thing. She loves being in plays. She's got a great voice. I am ready for her to get her big break and take care of daddy. You know, get rich and, you know, start sending checks my way.
Yeah.
That's all I want. And it's not so much to ask, is it?
You know, when you see, like there was just the NBA draft a few weeks ago and these kids, you know, these high school and college basketball players, and they're like, I'm buying you a house, mom.
Or see?
You know, The Rock. The Rock's constantly buying his mom.
She's got so many houses.
Houses and cars. It's like, honey, it's the least you could do.
Yeah, this is all I want. All I want
be
is...
Be The Rock.
All I want is for you, my child, to work real, real hard and buy me anything I want so I don't have to spend any of my money that I don't have much of, but you'll be rich and you'll replenish all the funds. That's all I want.
Oh, you know, imagine if they get so famous that you can actually like sell stories about them to the tabloids.
Oh,
and
my
stuff.
God. Side hustle.
Oh, man. I could be the embarrassing dad. Like, extra, extra.
Yeah. My daughter. But you know what? You're right. Something you said a second ago. We haven't changed. We've been here 16 and a half years doing this. And I feel like with the exception of your hair shifting from the top of your head to your chin, you haven't changed. And the reason that you think I haven't changed is because I'm wearing the exact same clothes.
Yeah. Oh,
these are the same shirts, same well, the khakis are smaller than they used to be.
Neat.
But it's the same ensemble.
Oh, that's really neat. Yeah. That actually, I appreciate that. So it doesn't feel shocking to me when other things change, is that you stay the same, bruh.
Man,
this is real nice.
Still the same, wearing the same shirt.
I mean, literally, this one here, man, I've probably had this shirt 20 years.
That must be something about your dry cleaning, because there's no way anything I've got would look like that.
Yeah, well, you get what you pay for.
Welcome to Laundry Talk.
You're talking about laundry. Well, the other thing is they now have this thing, and, you know, don't let the name fool you. It's called the Human Burger.
Oh, that's a neat transition. Yeah. It's a vegan burger, but they're advertising it as tasting like human meat.
That's so, you know what? Why do they have to tell you it's a vegan burger? It's okay to eat something that tastes like people because it's vegan. And then later you find out, guess what?
It tastes like human?
It's human.
Oh, that's the Soylent Green issue.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just made of people.
Soylent Green was the perfect food. People don't know what Soylent Green is anymore.
Like, I only know about it because of Saturday Night Live, and Phil Hartman used to make fun of it.
It's made of people.
But who wants this? Apparently, there's a big demand for this human burger. And I did not read the story where it may or may not have described what it tastes like. Do they tell you what it tastes like?
Hold, please. It's spokesperson says they've done their best to make sure it's as lifelike as possible, crafting it from soya, mushrooms, and wheat protein, as well as plant.
Slow down. Read.
Plant-based fats and a mysterious spice mix.
Oh, that mysterious spice mix. That's where they get the people in there.
Yeah, it's, you know, their 11 herbs and spices has some ground up human in it or something.
Yeah.
But again, you know, they can say it's, you know, tastes like human meat, but I'm going to say I could probably confidently say that 99% of people out there have no idea what human meat tastes like.
Except for that dude who had his foot turned into tacos at that party.
Oh,
they knew.
All right. Yeah, well, they said 99%. Yes. That one guy has actually eaten human meat.
His own. And he invited friends over and they ate it too.
That is such a weird marketing. But you know what's crazy is because of this, people will try it just to say they've tried it.
Nah.
Yeah, I really do think. Part of me is curious.
Well, that's you, man.
I'll try a human burger. Look, man, if we're going to eat everything else on this planet, come on.
Well, it's been done, you know?
Oh, for sure.
All right, let's get off of this. You're making me uncomfortable.
I don't know why this would make you feel uncomfortable. Do you want to go back to talking about preserving the tattoos? That's another thing that's super creepy.
Oh, we didn't do that on the podcast. That was on the radio, I think. Or we hadn't talked about it on the radio yet, but you were telling me that you can save part of your loved ones. If they have some real cool ink, you can have that removed and put in a frame and keep their tattoo for all time.
What is happening?
You're freaked out by that, but not human burger.
Because it's not really human burger.
You don't know.
Okay. But I do know it's human skin.
Yeah, that's weird. But you know, back in the 1600s, the finest books were bound in human skin.
Didn't I tell you that when I was in Salem, there was like one of the stores that I went into had like, look at this mysterious cabinet, and it had human bones for sale.
Oh no, nuh-uh.
And then they
for
also,
sale? You can't do that.
And then they also had human leather.
Yeah, that's what the books used to be made out of.
Yeah, and some other like weird oddities, but yeah.
You can't buy that stuff.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
They were real. All right, that's enough.
Well,
for that.
I didn't taste it. How do I know?
Listen, I hope that you have the best 4th because it's going to be here before we do another podcast.
Happy 4th of July.
Have a fantastic 4th of July, whatever you're grilling. Whatever you put between the buns.
I have a long pig.
Yes, so we love you and celebrate America because we only get one of these a year. It's going to be a big party. They say more people are traveling than before the pandemic. You know, good luck getting on a flight. That's ridiculous. There's going to be millions of people on the road. So wherever you go, be absolutely careful and we'll be thinking about you. All American Weekend coming on, Simon, too, starting Friday afternoon with all the patriotic songs we can find, including Dolly Parton's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
Which is really neat. And actually, she introduces it kind of herself.
Oh, I love her. We've got that. We've got Kiss doing the Star Spangled Banner. We've got every song with the America in the title that you've ever heard in your life. They're all going to be playing here. So join us. You got a final thought, Maddie?
Yeah, feel free to come over to my cookout, and we're going to have some human meat, and then we're going to all compare our tattoos and frames, and it's going to be super creepy.
Creepy.
And then, yeah, just remember to back up, Terry.
Next time. Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.